The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
During the first hour of the program, right at the top today, Joe Biden released the video announcing his run for president, attempting to get the Democratic nomination for the 2020 presidential campaign. And I was shocked because we listened to it cold for the first time on the air. We put it up, we played it, first time right here on the air. I was shocked. I was disappointed. The race card, the first thing played right out of the gate. Very dark, very divisive. Showing Americans fighting Americans in the streets. Race baiting and fear mongering. That's what I got out of it. So it's fear and free stuff. I found it grotesque. And then, of course, was the big lie again about what President Trump actually said at Charlottesville in 2017 when he totally discredited white supremacists and Nazis and Klan members. And yet the Democrats continue to use a line that there were very fine people, completely out of context, to lie. Joe Biden did it again today. Kayleigh McEnany here, the National Press Secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign, to talk about this and so much more. Kayleigh, welcome back.
Hey, great to join you, Steve.
I mean, you saw this video. It is dark. It is divisive. Even the music is dark and downtrodden. I was really shocked. There's no Golden City on the Hill. There's no hope here. There's no message. What is this?
Yeah, none. I was actually floored when I saw the video because of the negativity. Precisely as you say, you know, I anticipated Joe Biden would try to give like a soaring Reagan-esque type introduction to his candidacy, a positive agenda for the future. But instead, what did he do? He doubled down on the failed media playbook of 2016. They called President Trump every name in the book, false allegations of racism, sexism, Islamophobia, all kinds of different charges. It failed because President Trump is none of those things. He's continually denounced white supremacy. I count on seven different dates, probably more than any of the Democrats have if you count up the times they've denounced it. But nevertheless, he is taken out of context, and Joe Biden introduces himself with the most negative playbook that failed in 2016. Best of luck with that, Joe.
Identity politics. That's where they come right out of there. They throw the race card right on the table as the first move. And I agree with you. I mean, I was absolutely floored live on the air listening to it for the first time. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And then I went and watched the video because I was just hearing it in my headset. And there's this images of Americans fighting Americans in the street, a divisive, ugly message. And, of course, the big lie about the president. I thought that Joe Biden was all about fighting for the little guy. You know, standing up in America, you can make it happen. You can work hard. You can be there because Joe Biden is the hope that they can get Michigan back and Pennsylvania back and Wisconsin back. But with that kind of message, you're not going to get anything.
Right. You're not going to get anything. But think about this, Steve. You know, what could he have said? He can't talk about the economy.
True.
The economy was in shambles under President Obama. The slowest recovery from a recession since World War II, a loss of nearly 200,000, actually more than that, 211,000 manufacturing jobs, nearly 500,000 created under Trump, unemployment hitting generational lows and wages rising twice as fast for those in the bottom half of the income spectrum. So what can he say? There is absolutely nothing he can say other than go to the salacious, negative, false charges that the media has tried once and failed once and will fail again.
True. I mean, you can't talk about 1% growth. You can't talk about how great Obamacare is. That's a loser. Or the takeover of the student loan market altogether by the government, which has been an abject disaster that is bankrupting the student loan industry altogether. But the president is out there talking about the things that are happening. The president is getting things done. He's headed for Wisconsin and Green Bay, I believe, on Saturday. You'll be there, of course, as he takes his message of, listen, jobs are growing. The economy is growing. We've got good things happening. That's a positive message.
Yep, that's exactly right. You're going to hear all about that at his rally in Wisconsin. Yeah, I'll be there, as you said. He routinely goes through all of his accomplishments. It takes nearly an hour and 45 minutes to do when you go through everything, and he still isn't able to get them all in there because there's so much. But prescription drugs, you know, the opioid crisis, what he was talking about yesterday, healthcare, the economy, there's so much we can talk about. There's so much we can work together on, areas of commonality with Democrats like infrastructure. But Democrats have indicated they are completely unwilling to do that. Instead, they're doubling down on radical ideas, Joe Biden included. He's the most progressive candidate in the race, his words, not mine. So he embraces government takeover of healthcare, allegedly, if you're the most progressive. and the Green New Deal, and where does he stand on Bernie allowing terrorists to vote from their prison cells? Yeah. I mean, these are radical ideas, and infanticide on top of all that.
Yeah, which I think is the big, I do believe, Kaylee, that is going to be the big issue. Not a lot of people are talking about that, but I'm telling you, me talking to Democrats here in Michigan on a daily basis, more mainstream Democrats who say, if we have a presidential candidate that comes out and supports third trimester, late-term abortions, they can't vote for that person. I'm talking about people that consider themselves to be pro-choice, say they can't support that kind of butchery, if you will. These are big items that will change elections. I'm telling you right now, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would win by a wider margin by far than he did in 2016 because he has a message of accomplishment in the economy, and he's not going to have a radical position on abortion or government-run health care or Social Security for illegals or changing the voting age to 16, and I could go on for the rest of the hour on these things, right?
Right, and these are all propositions that maintain, you know, 10, 20, at the very highest, 30% support. I mean, infanticide, talk about that one. I don't even think there's polling data on infanticide because it's so radical, but there is abortion until birth, which is arguably infanticide. It's
right.
Fully formed. Fully functional baby, and the support for that is like 10-15% in every single poll where it's asked. So, you know, if you want to double down on these policies that a minority of voters support, you will quickly become the party of the 10 or 15%, and that doesn't win a nationwide election.
No.
So, you know, Joe Biden is, there's no centrist lane here. He is going to have to be as radical as his peers. We're going to see that in the coming days.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I don't think they stand a chance as far as Joe Biden does, unless he goes far left like everybody else. He has to be there or he can't win in the primary season. Meanwhile, the president will take his magic wand. He'll go to Wisconsin and talk about jobs and the economy. I'll give you the last word, 15 seconds.
That's right. It's going to be about jobs, the economy. There are also going to be some pretty neat effects leading up to the rally. So I encourage everyone to watch. I guess Fox will probably be your only option because the rest of the media tries to screen out our rallies.
Of course. Kaylee, always great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Kaylee McEnany here, the National Press Secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign, responding to the Joe Biden dark, divisive video. Strange video that it is. Strange that his messaging would be straight out of the far-left handbook. But, hey, when you got nothing else to talk about, that's what you go with. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Confession.